Passover to Pentecost Daily Devotionals. Passover Sabbath. Unleavened Bread begins tonight. This devotional is written by Eleanor Sharland. Deuteronomy 16:1-8. In honor of the Lord your God, celebrate the Passover each year in the early spring in the month of Abib, for that was the month in which the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. Your Passover sacrifice may be from either the flock or the herd, and it must be sacrificed to the Lord your God at the designated place of worship, the place he chooses for his name to be honored. Eat it with bread made without yeast. For 7 days, the bread you eat must be made without yeast, as when you escaped from Egypt in such a hurry. Eat this bread, the bread of suffering, so that as long as you live, you will remember the day you departed from Egypt. Let no yeast be found in any house throughout your land for those 7 days. And when you sacrifice the Passover lamb in the evening of the first day, do not let any of the meat remain until the next morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover in just any of the towns that the Lord your God is giving you. You must offer it only at the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored. Sacrifice it there in the evening as the sun goes down on the anniversary of your exodus from Egypt. Roast the lamb and eat it in the place the Lord your God chooses. Then you may go back to your tents the next morning. For the next 6 days you may not eat any bread made with yeast. On the 7th day, proclaim another holy day in honor of the Lord your God, and no work may be done on that day. Isaiah 52 verse 13 to 53 verse 12. See, my servant will prosper, he will be highly exalted. But many were amazed when they saw him. His face was so disfigured he seemed hardly human, and from his appearance one would scarcely know he was a man. And he will startle many nations. Kings will stand speechless in his presence, for they will see what they had not been told. They will understand what they had not heard about. Who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried, it was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream, but he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave, but it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. And because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier, because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels. You must offer it, the Passover lamb, only at the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored. In Isaiah, we read of the one who was led like a lamb to the slaughter, who is also referred to as our Passover lamb. Have you ever stopped to ponder that God chose the time and place for him to be sacrificed? That this was chosen so that God's name can be honored. Not only that, but this was the Lord's good plan to crush him. This is not how we would necessarily interpret a good plan, yet God saw more than the crushing and causing of grief. He knew that in the offering of Jesus' perfect life, it would be possible for many to be counted righteous. Jesus' suffering, according to the Father's plans, was foretold in Isaiah 53. Deuteronomy 16 refers to unleavened bread as the bread of suffering. Jesus came as the one who would suffer. He was without sin or leaven and suffered to bring righteousness for many. God planned this. He planned all the details, down to time and place. There is a great comfort in knowing that none of what happened was a surprise to God, but rather part of an intricate plan, God's great plan. Let us pray from Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from sin. Create in me a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. God, I thank you that nothing happens outside of your knowledge and that you orchestrated these events over 2,000 years ago to bring me into righteousness. Thank you for your plan to bring generations into the freedom of knowing you. Thank you for your grace and mercy in this. Thank you for the renewing work of your Spirit within me today. Amen. A note about counting the Omer. From the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks. Count off 50 days up to the day after the 7th Sabbath, and then present an offering to the Lord. Have you ever counted the days leading up to an event you're really excited about? They say a watched pot never boils, meaning that the more we pay attention to the time, the more conscious we are of it going by slowly. It would seem that God has capitalized on this reality by instructing his people to be mindful of the days between Passover and Pentecost. By counting off 7 full weeks until the Feast of Pentecost, also called the Feast of Weeks or Shavuot in Hebrew. This season is commonly referred to as the counting of the Omer. An Omer is a unit of measure. In the days of the temple, an Omer of the new barley harvest was cut down on the day after the Sabbath, in the Passover week, and brought to the temple as an offering. The waving of the barley is required along with other animal, grain, and new wine offerings listed in Leviticus 23 called the first fruits. The counting starts from this evening, the start of unleavened bread, Nisan 17. Thank you.
Thank you.